special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am still your host, Chris Switzer. And if you listen to the last hour, I have been painting a picture of the consequences of a lukewarm Christian. And I'm sorry if I'm drumming that into your head over and over and over again, but I think this is a crucial problem. It's critical of what we're up against and what we're dealing with. It'd be better we just drop out of it altogether if you're not going to commit. There's some who believe that that's only going to foment the inevitable end game anyways. And they're like, bring it on. So there's that mindset. But Jesus said it. We'd be better he spew you out. And again, this is Revelation chapter 3, verse 16. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. I will vomit thee out of my mouth. And I read to you in the last hour from Acts chapter 4 and 5, how Ananias and his wife Sapphira just gave up the ghost. They died instantly when they were condemned for embezzling from God. They embezzled a portion of the sale of their possessions that they were going to give to God's people. They're stealing from God. They're lying to God. And Jesus says, so then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit thee out of my mouth. I'm finishing up the article here from RenegadeTribune.com. Never forget, they are committing white genocide, written by Kyle. It continues. The quote-unquote chosen ones see overcoming the white race as their last hurdle in achieving total and complete dominance over the quote-unquote goyim of the world, or who they see as the non-Jews, the cattle, the slaves. Goyim in Hebrew simply means nations, the plural form of goy, or nation. These are consummate liars. That's why they have the whole judicial system all locked up to their benefit. It is a giant man trap. And you need only look at the Black's Law Dictionary and read what words actually mean in these law dictionaries to understand how they've done what they've done and fleeced all of the wealth through the Federal Reserve System and the UCC, or the Uniform Commercial Code. I could go on and on, but I'll get off topic. I digress. They took their time during the 20th century, slowly taking over key areas and influencing the culture. But then they began to ramp things up as they headed for the endgame. And now things are moving full speed ahead. They have pulled out all the stops. We are at a critical moment in history. What we do now will have lasting repercussions for the rest of our lives. Either we stop white genocide dead in its tracks and bring our people back from the brink, or we will continue to suffer a prolonged death, being humiliated, denigrated, and tortured along the way. By waking people up to the genocidal agenda at play, we show them that our backs are against the wall and there is no more escape left. There is no place for us left to flee. There is no escaping the pervasive control grid. And there is no way to vote ourselves out of this. There is no political solution. You cannot vote in Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or RFK Jr. They are all the children of the devil. Let's provide them with the inspiration and moral high ground to fight this war. We have the truth on our side, folks. We have the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit. We have Yahweh, the Creator, God Himself, our King. Here's an article from ChristiansForTruth.com, published June 25th. The Biblical Meaning of Color, How White is Associated with God, Adam, Israel, Christ, and Christians. Here we will look at a short chapter from Charles A. Weissman's another book he wrote, called The Origin of Race and Civilization, which addresses the biblical meaning of different colors and how the color white is most closely associated with God, Jesus Christ, and the Adamic children of light. Going forward, we intend to address many of the chapters from Weissman's book, which you can find in our library, and there's a link if you have the article. And so we would strongly recommend that you read it in its entirety, as it is the best book we know on the subject of race, civilization, and the Bible. And again, folks, you can get that book and also read this article at ChristiansForTruth.com. It should be right on their homepage. It was published June 25th. Prior to this chapter, Weissman clearly establishes that Adam, or Adam, was a unique creation, and that he and his descendants could be identified by the meaning of his name, which in Hebrew, or Strong's 119 and 120, means rosy or ruddy, shows blood in the face, or blushes, a characteristic unique to the white Adamic race. Lest anyone doubt this fact, modern genetic studies concluded that the gene for white skin can be traced back 10,000 years, the same time frame as the Adamic creation. Weissman demonstrates how this description of Adam can be traced down through his descendants, through the Israelites, and all the way to Jesus Christ and his followers, the quote-unquote children of light. For example, King David, who was one of Adam's direct descendants, was described as being ruddy and of fair countenance. You can see 1 Samuel 16:12 and 1 Samuel 17:42. David's daughter Tamar, was fair, 2 Samuel 13:1. Sarah and Rebekah, who were both descended from Adam, were both described as being very fair, Genesis 12:11 and 14, Genesis 24:16, and Genesis 26:7. And we have another caller holding. We will take Patrick's call from Texas. Hey, Patrick.
Hello, Chris. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. Talking about the white complexion of King David, and but that goes back even further. It depends on how far you want to go back. We got the Bible, but there's also other texts that predate the Bible, which I don't really want to muddy the waters. But it's the same thing. They were called the tall blondes, and I don't want to get off into that, but they were the pharaohs, But I could go, in a nice little close coffee table talk. I would bring all that up, but I don't want to do that. It's like Scorpio and Dave from California were bickering about. I think we should be atheist or agnostic. What are you, atheist? He said, no God, no rulers. And then Paul said, we need to be a national socialist. And I don't want to take sides, but they have their position. I will say this: is if we don't get something organized, something we can call our base, which is if the idiots would ever wake up, and study these, Charles Wiseman or Bertrand Cavaret or some of these other archaeology, or my God, there's just all kinds of people will tell you exactly what happened. They're lying to us. We are the Israelites, man. We're letting them walk away with the whole story here.
Amen.
We could rally around that one fact. We ain't got to worry about all that. And I think you talk about that guy from that big Swedish guy. I can't think of his name now, but you just mentioned him. He was always talking about the white race, and he was on Donahue. His name eludes me right now, but anyway. That's it. We've got to, if we can get back to that base, we'd be so much better. And one thing about, Bertrand Cabaret and many others, actually, that they won't mix, especially Eustace Mullins. Eustace Mullins and his Curse of Canaan will make it very clear. Shem was white skin, like you were just talking about David. And his brother, Ham, had mixed race, and they created Nimrod, the evil half black, which was extremely evil. And over and over, it happened like that. It was Noah's son, and then we're talking about Jacob and Esau, with Isaac's son. Where they, Esau messed all up, and when I started interrelation with all kinds of different Hittites and Cruzites and all kinds of non-whites, and created Edomites, and there it is again. They lost their heritage, because it don't take long to just completely wipe out your genetic trace to your mother. And I think you get my drift. I ain't gonna beat a dead horse. You understand as well as I do that it's absolutely. I'm just basically repeating what you're saying. It's David. He's white. You get over it.
Exactly.
Thank you for taking my call.
No, no problem. You're just expounding upon the facts, and we need a consensus on this. Like you say, we need a base. It's true. We need to be strong in our faith and have the courage of our convictions. Thank you, Badger. God bless you, sir. And for those listening, you wish to call in, have your thoughts heard. Just be intelligent, respectful. You can do so. Dial 512-248-8252. Again, it's 512-248-8252. And you can check out my work online at www.bitchute.com/The Freedom Ministry. The Freedom Ministry. I'm reading from ChristiansForTruth.com, an article from June 25th, The Meaning of Color in the Bible, How White is Associated with God, Adam, Israel, and Jesus Christ. The Israelites as well, of course. And in Acts chapter 7:20, it says Moses was exceedingly fair. The daughters of Job, one of the Adamic patriarchs, were known as the fairest women in all the land. That's from Job 42:15. Solomon was described as being white and ruddy. The Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 10. The Nazarites, or consecrated persons of Judah, were whiter than milk and more ruddy in body than rubies. Lamentations, chapter 4, verse 7. And on and on. The English meaning of fair is light of complexion or color of hair and eyes, not dusky or sallow, of persons. And the English translators of the Bible would never have used this word to describe non-white people, nor is the Hebrew equivalent, yapeh, Y-A-P-H-E-H, or Strong's 3303, used to describe non-Adamic people. It's never used that way. The truth is very, very detailed. It's factual. All throughout Scripture. Be aware that Jewish rabbis have tried to obscure this meaning of Adam by claiming that his name derives from Adama, or Strong's 127, which means dirt or soil. I'm sure you've heard that before, implying that Adam was created brown, not white. But Adama is a feminine noun, whereas Adam in Hebrew is a masculine noun. And his name is not Adama, it's Adam, Adam. And man in Genesis is translated from Adam, not Adama. They are liars. Woe unto you scribes and Pharisees, right? They lied, they inverted and perverted Scripture. But we were told not to change Scripture one jot or tittle. Why would the rabbis monkey with the true meaning of Adam? Why screw with it at all? Well, according to the Jewish Encyclopedia, volume 5, page 308, a certain Rabbi Abishitz, I'm probably mispronouncing this, describes his fellow 18th century Jews as, quote, "The physical traits are held to be short to middling stature, a long hooked nose, greasy skin, dark complexion, black, often wavy hair, thick lips, flat feet, and a tendency to run to fat in women." End quote. Now we will proceed with Weissman's chapter on the significance of color in the Bible. Color in Scripture. It becomes self- And we're going to go right to our break before we get into that. Stay tuned, folks. Don't go anywhere.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. You're still listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I'm still your host, Chris Switzer. We're jumping into the color in Scripture, as written of by Charles A. Weissman in his book, Civilization, The Origin of Race and Civilization, But before we jump right back into it, I'm going to take the next caller holding, Mike in Kentucky. Hey, Mike.
I'm still reporting from Kentucky. I have Charles A. Weissman's, a couple of his little booklets. One of them's called The Authority of Law, which talks about how they've kind of abandoned the writing of laws to include the enacting clauses and things like that. So a lot of law has the appearance of law, but it's not really the law.
Exactly.
All kinds of fraud on top of fraud. It's a neat little book people should look at. I can't remember the name of the other one I've got, but I went back in the, I don't know, it was prior to the internet age when I would hear weird stuff on the radio that I thought, well, that nobody taught me that in school. You could find it in the library. There's a thing called library where they have a lot of old books, and you can actually hold stuff in your hand, some of it on hemp paper, all the way back to the early 1800s. So they used to be. Now they've got stuff all sealed up, and you know, maybe you can touch it with gloves on. But you know, we're talking in the late 90s. So One of the things I found was they had on a pedestal a Oxford American English Dictionary Unabridged, huge volume. So I looked up Adam, like you're talking about, mm-hmm. and then went through all the different forms, A-D-O-H-M, Adam, which I think had the definition of reddish, ruddy, able to show blood in the face, like you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
But it has some significance to be able to look those up and realize that one scripture says, rightly divide the word. I know a fellow that's a fairly devout Christian, although he's ventured off into other testaments, shall we say. But he calls them the Lazarus Levites. And when you look at some of their stuff that they required, you understand why Yeshua kicked over their the money changers' tables. The brood of vipers were making merchandise of men's souls.
Yep.
And but it's easy to miss that he loosed the animals first as one of the things that he did. And that you mess with that money making operation, you're a target. That's for sure. That's the cliche thing that I always heard was if you mess with a Jew and their money operations, you're going to be in trouble, Billy. You know. And RBN just posted a thing which just says it's not been vetted or confirmed or anything, but the article goes through all of the organized crime around the world, the claims of it anyway, and there is one particular slide or section in that talks about all of the sections or parts of the Jewish or Israeli mafia mm-hmm. that also own other organized crime outfits. When you go back and look at Fox News' Carl Cameron piece, which is probably one of the last things that Carl Cameron did as a serious news piece, they just kept him on, and he retired a couple of years ago, but the I think it was a four-part series. It ended up being over 20-some minutes total, and it was the first video I ever uploaded on YouTube, and I thought, well, there's 11 other accounts that have this. I'm going to upload it and see how many views I get. 3 hours, it was gone with the copyright strike. But the other accounts still had their video up. And it talks about the Israeli connection. And eventually, I think in 2004, the NSA drafted a document. And Snowden, I think, was the one that leaked it, that gave it put the Israelis on par with Iran, Brazil, France, Russia, China, North Korea, for all of their undue influence operations on the United States. So it was kind of a, when they started all this crap about the Russians, you know, I was like, what about the Israelis? I mean, straining at a gnat, swallowing a camel came to my mind a lot. It's with friends like them, who needs an enema? And they're up in all of our communications. You know, they William Binney finally admitted at the Allard Prize that he got at the law school up in Canada, A-L-L-A-R-D. Behind him is a banner that says 2014, but the prize was given to him in 2017, in the fall. And he's kind of sounds a little bit tired, but he admits that the software that was developed by the National Security Agency, there was a guy in the unit that he worked in, that was giving this software to the Israelis, who then turned around the Talpiot program, turned around and sold it back to the United States under the brand Boeing and Verizon.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, don't go anywhere. Right after the break, I'm going to hold you over.
Hang okay.
By your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now...
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, Are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt.
And we're back. This is the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I'm your host, Chris Switzer, and I believe we still have Mike on the line from Kentucky. Do we have you, Mike?
Well, yeah, and I was just going to say that I tried to dig around and study on shame and blushing, and there's been a few scant studies done on it. The connection there with like sociopaths or people that don't actually have much of a conscience or empathy. Mm-hmm. Is, I think, a key factor there. I'm not going to limit the Lord to choose who he wants to use and or save. And I do think sure. that people that don't show it in their face can feel shame. You know, I don't know about you, but there was a time or two when I was growing up, I heard adults say that to children, aren't you ashamed? You know?
Yes.
And, of course, there was times when they would kid around with children that maybe it's an instinctual thing to try to actually embarrass a child to see if they can blush and show shame in the face, because if you're dealing with a child who never develops empathy for others or doesn't develop a conscience, you got to watch out for them. And usually by about, I think, 9, 10, or 11, you're going to know that we got a problem with this child's behavior, you know. Before they're not that. Able to show shame. And for some reason, the media loves to portray, and like you said, there's a lot of Jewish elements or controlled media. And there's plenty of evidence when you start looking for that. But they seem to only want to portray serial killers as white men, you know, the, what's his name, Bundy or whoever. And, you know, the crime scene shows are constantly doing that for, I don't know, the last 20-some years since they became somewhat popular, Special Victims Unit and all that. You just don't see
so
a
that
lot of...
Jewish as well.
Huh?
Serial killers. A lot of the serial killers were Jewish as well.
Right, and you have to wonder about their connections to, like you say, they're white when it's at their convenience.
Yeah.
But their connections to organized crime, you have to wonder about, too. I mean, in that Carl Cameron piece, I think it's like in the third or fourth part of that series, it gets into the organized crime that you never hear about to do with Jewish people, the Jewish drug dealers and whatever. They had the cops' pagers, or I think they called them beepers, phones and home phones through their technological connections. They had those things compromised where they could listen in to their calls. But even the Fox News piece does not get into what's called Picasso, the hook bypass switch, or the software-defined radios, being able to listen in, record and or transmit the audio when you think the dang things are off or the old-fashioned phone is hung up on the hook. And you think about that going all the way back into the 60s where they could catch up, you know, the school board chairman's wife with the milkman and use her to manipulate things, you know, political parties, the executive committee from whatever, the PTA, or get her to set a honey trap for some politician, you know, that they want to manipulate. This is the sort of thing that people have a trouble wrapping their mind around, is just how long this has been going on. The so-called Talpiot program was kicked into high gear in 1979, about the time people started getting all these personal computers in their home. William Shatner was advertising for the Commodore VIC-20, you know. But they have to have a lot of willing dupes, you know, and people that are like Chucky Schumer. What did he say about Trump? He's not a smart businessman. He's messing with the intelligence community. They can mess with you six ways from Sunday. So who's really in charge, and how long have they been in charge? A long dang time. But what I was going to bring up is, and I don't remember if I mentioned it to you or not, is back in late April or, no, mid-May maybe, I ran across a 7-year-old story on RBN about the Ministry of Propaganda. Well, they call it the Ministry of Information in England.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a book that gives the letters where they wrote to all the clergy and said, we got to save ourselves and the Bolsheviks with atrocity propaganda. And they were urging the ministers, and they mean clergy, to go along with this atrocity propaganda of the Japanese and the Germans, meaning the Holocaust. Now, Holly, have you read that? I think the title of the book is something to do with the propaganda strategies in Poland or something. Because
I have
they knew
not,
about it.
I will now.
Yeah, well, it was posted on RBN, and I could repost it. It's a screenshot of a book which got a barcoded ISDN number on there. You can actually look up the title of the book and order your own copy off of Amazon. But when you read that for yourself, the Ministry of Information is actually putting this out and calling it atrocity propaganda. Anybody that doesn't question the Holocaust versus the Holodomor has got to reconcile that. Most of the time, people won't even read it because they don't want to know that they've been fooled. I mean, they don't want to ignore that possibility, because then you have to start questioning everything else for the last 80 years. What else have we been lied to about?
Yeah, it's much easier to lie to somebody than to convince them that they've been fooled.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I mean, I'll try to post that or bump that back to the top on the RBN Facebook page. It was a 7-year-old memory that they had posted in 2016 or something, 2017. And I took a screenshot of it, and sure enough, the photo bucket link is dead, so I happen to have a screenshot of it and an enlarged part of it and underlined part of it. So you don't have to read all two and a half pages or whatever is presented there to get the core of the claim. Okay. But it's an eye-opener for a lot of people, or it should be. Anyway,
yeah,
thanks for taking my call.
Sounds like a jarring one. Thank you. Appreciate it, Mike. God bless you, sir. And I did a search here, and I found one at jstor.org, a journal article, Propaganda in Poland, 1938 to 45, The Conditioning of the Masses Between the Reich and the General Government. Propaganda in Poland, I don't know if that's it. Perhaps not. He did bring to mind, the caller, the theft of the Promise software in the 80s, which was Promise, P-R-O-M-I-S, or Promise, stands for Prosecutor's Management Information System, and was software first used by the U.S. Department of Justice and later numerous intelligence agencies, domestic and foreign. Problem being that this software was stolen outright from Bill and Nancy Hamilton, who created and founded Inslaw Corporation, and then bugged by Earl Bryan, who was at one time the President Ronald Reagan and Vice President George W. H.W. Bush's envoy to Iran, this guy Earl Bryan, and Rafi Eitan, who was director of the Israeli intelligence agency, Lakem, which they now say is defunct, when all this came to light. And also the arrest of one Jonathan Pollard, who was being handled and ran through the Lakem department. Promise was then distributed to allies and enemies alike, backdoored with the Signal Intelligence, or SIGINT, surveillance technology accessible to the United States and Israeli intelligence services remotely through encrypted telecommunication signals, according to sources. So essentially, they had this prosecutor management database software, networking software, that they sold to various law enforcement and intelligence groups throughout the country, unbeknownst to these host nations, just like a good parasite does. They embedded a backdoor into it, Israel, and they could then spy on every single intelligence agency and nation that used this software, and it was massive. This was all across the world, and it's just par for the course. That's what these Edomites do. That's what these intelligence agencies do. That's why they wanted everybody to have a home computer at first, and now a computer in everybody's hand or pocket with the smartphone. It's making us dumber, and it's compromised us to the very core. And before I jump back to this article here, I also want to bring up, we touched upon the serial killer aspect, and, you know, they wanted you to think it's always white people. Look into the backgrounds of some of these serial killers, and one of the best books to outline the whole thing, the whole kit and caboodle with serial murder, is a book called Programmed to Kill, The Politics of Serial Murder, by David McGowan, a guy that I, you know, came to know personally a little bit through correspondences over email and phone calls and listening to long chats and, you know, stuff like that with others from thinkorbeeaten.org, which is now no longer on the internet, but it was a website of like minds, James Montgomery and a guy who called himself the Visigoth. And they got into some serious work into the founding of the United States and it being a British colony and Black's Law, the inversion, Jewry, Zionism, Jesuits, the whole nine. But this gentleman was, I believe, murdered by the Illuminati by those who didn't want him putting this information forward. He wrote a few books. I would get any book he's written. The author is David McGowan. This one is Programmed to Kill, The Politics of Serial Murder. And you'll find out that all these serial killers are tied to the military-industrial complex and the intelligence agencies, most of which have connections to the mind control and MKUltra. And a lot of them are, lo and behold, Jewish. And I'm getting back into this article here. We're reading The Meaning of Color in the Bible, How White is Associated with God, Adam, Israel, and Jesus Christ. And we're looking at color in Scripture. It becomes self-evident that in nature, certain colors represent or symbolize certain things. And we can only conclude that this was the intent and plan of the Creator. Yellow, for example, is an alarming color for a certain poisonous plant or snake. To have a yellow coloration would make sense. Green represents vegetation and is symbolic of life or living things. And it just so happens, folks, on an aside, that green is actually the color we can most see with our field of vision. And it's kind of an evolutionary trait. So we can actually, you know, forage and find things to eat in the wild. A dark cloud is threatening, but a white cloud is pleasant to look at. The scheme of color was obviously by design, and we perceive this in nature and refer to it as the natural order of things. Since colors symbolize and represent certain characteristics, qualities, attributes, and features when used in nature, aka the works of God, we should expect that nature's God had likewise used the same principles of color characterization in his word. We know from Scripture that God created Adam white, being ruddy, only because of the blood showing through his non-pigmented or colorless skin. Things that are non-pigmented or colorless are white. That is the actual meaning of white, lacking color, colorless. See Webster's New World Dictionary, 1976, page 1621. And you can find it in many, you know, of the older dictionaries, like the caller brought up previous. And here's a note from Christians for Truth. The original meaning of white, derived from the Old English huit, or white, is bright, radiant, clear, fair. So white is synonymous with fair. And the Hebrew yapeh, which is most often translated as fair. The question is, why did God create Adam non-pigmented or white, while other types of man were pigmented brown, yellow, black, bronze, etc.? Right? Why? Scripture reveals that God had assigned a specific meaning and characteristic to white, which is always used in a positive, godly, and honorable manner, as follows. White is used in Scripture to represent what is pure, holy, and clean. See Isaiah 1:18, Daniel 11:35, Daniel 12:10, Psalm 51:7, and Ecclesiastes 9:8. Jesus Christ was transfigured on the Mount as being pure white. Matthew 17:2, Mark 9:3, and Luke 9:29. And appeared to John as being white in Revelation 1:14, denoting his eternity and wisdom, and was white as snow in prophecy. See Daniel 7:9 from the Old Testament. And we do have another caller. I will take your call, James from Vancouver. Hey, James.
Hi. I got in late here. Just wanted to leave you with this kind of systemic law of international relations, and that is big money attracts big money. Yeah.
Sure so does.
That would be the way things are going, and then you have these various hierarchies that do business with each other. So that's basically what I want to say. Big money attracts big money. And with that, I'll let you go.
All right. Thanks, James. Yeah, seems basic, obvious, but yeah, it's absolutely true. Big money attracts big money, and they're usually up to no good, you know. billionaires don't become billionaires and stay white or pure. You know, white is snow in prophecy, like Jesus Christ. These billionaires cannot have those attributes. They don't. They just don't. Then we have God's angels and the vesture of angelic beings are white. That's found in Matthew 28:3, Mark 16:5, John 20:12, and Acts 1:10, and Revelation 15:6. Don't go anywhere. Right after the break.
We'll proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there is something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up.
And we're back. This is the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I'm still your host, Chris Switzer. Just finishing up these examples of white used in positive, godly, and honorable manners from Scripture. We have the Bride of Christ is arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, from Revelation 19:8. The righteous and those that overcometh are clothed in white, Daniel 12:10, Revelation 3, 4, and 5, and Revelation 6, 11. Those that are worthy to appear before Christ are in white robes, Revelation 7, 9, being made white by the blood of Christ, Revelation 7, 13 through 14, and the throne of God is white, Revelation 20, 11, and the 24 elders seated around the throne are in white, Revelation chapter 4, verse 4. So God has assigned a significant meaning to white in Scripture, which is always opposite from that which is colored or dark. The white horse of Revelation 6:2 signifies victory, while the red horse represents war, Revelation 6:4. The black horse signifies famine, Revelation 6:5-6, and the pale horse, death, Revelation 6:8. Christ and his armies are upon white horses, Revelation 19:11 and 19:14. So we thus see white is represented as that which is godly, pure, good, and peaceful. Black or some dark hue is the symbol of disaster, mourning, or suffering. Job 3:5 and 30:30, Jeremiah 8:21 and 14:2, Lamentations 4:8 and 5:10, Joel 2:6 and Nahum 2:10. So it's pretty obvious if you go to the facts in Scripture and look at what is actually said in the Word of Truth, the Word of God. And these are the dire consequences of the lukewarm Christian. All this diversity and multiculturalism, Marxism, and the Judification of everything, or the Judaized world we live in today, it's all a consequence of the lukewarm Christian, those not committing to God's commands, not doing what he says and eradicating his enemies, and living as designed in his word. We must go to God, folks. That's all I can implore you to do. Go to God, trust God, and just do it. Just do it. Please continue to listen to RBN. Support the host, support the staff, support the producers, and donate if you can. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. I hope everyone have a enjoyable holiday weekend. Go to God. God bless you all, and God bless America. I'm out. And I think we have finished up a little early here. If you wish to contact me, you can do so at thefreedomministry@protonmail.com. And again, you can go to my website, bitchute.com/thefreedomministry. bitchute.com/thefreedomministry. And you can download a free VPN or virtual private network at christiansfortruth.com. Just look on the right-hand side at the bottom, and you can get through some of these blocks. God bless you all.
All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.